Daf is a daf mem test. So we got to the bottom of mem chesam and beis, the last four lines. The Gemara is going into the conversation of zevzeh gorim, whether that's mutter or zevzeh gorim is usser. And the last thing the Gemara had said, at least within the opinion of Rabbi Yossi said that really zevzeh gorim is usser, but there was a special exception that when it came to grinding up the avodah zarah and letting it go in the wind, since it's going li'ibud, since it's going to loss, even though it might produce some zevel, produce some fertilization, that's permitted because that's holich li'ibud. But be'ikr, Rabbi Yossi holds zevzeh gorim is usser. Zevzeh gorim again is when one item is something mutter, something else is usser, and they're both together creating a byproduct. One factor is mutter, one factor is usser. The fact that one of them is a davar isser, we view the whole byproduct as being usser. So the Gemara says again, the last four lines of Mem Ches Amid Beis, halfway into the line, Savar Rabbi Yossi Zevzeh Gorim Aser. Does he really hold when two items come together, if one of them is Aser, we assume the byproduct, in fact, is Aser? Vatani, the Brisa tells us, with respect to the dinim of Arla, Rabbi Yossi Omer, notim yichur shel Arla, yichur Rashi's nofu, you could plant the branch of an Arla and let it grow, since branches are not roi lachila. Again, Arla trees, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, the fruits are aser behana, only the fruits are aser, the branch, the wood, are not aser. So you could take that wood of an Arla tree and plant it, and it grows, it's not going to be viewed as an extension of Arla. But ve'einotin ego shel Arla, you can't take the nuts, the walnuts, the fruits of the Arla tree, and try to replant that because the regrowth is going to be an extension of Arla b'pnei shu pri. So now the kicker is v'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav Mode Rav Yossi shimnata v'hivrich v'hirka mutter lichadchila. One shouldn't take the fruits of an Arla tree and replant it, but if one had done that, b'di'evit it's mutter. Why is it b'di'evit mutter? So look at Rashi, the last line of Rashi here. It says the last few words of the page even that peros Begrama de egos iser. The fruit right now on the ground, I took the walnut that was a arla, put it in the ground. That's a davar iser. But the karka, the heter, the dirt, is mutter. So now you have davar mutter, the karka, with the davar iser, the egos. That's zevzeh gorim. And the loch is, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's mutter. Lichachilo, you shouldn't do that. But b'dieved, had you done it, it's mutter. So this goes against Rabbi Yossi shita beforehand. And the Braisa says the same thing, V'tadi nami hachi mo de Rabbi Yossi, she'imnata v'hivrich v'hirkiv. If you plant it, if you graft it, or some other ida, maisa, planting, it's all going to be mutter b'dieved, because zevzeh gorim is mutter. That goes against what we said earlier, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that zevzeh gorim is in fact usr. So interesting tosis here in Rashi, I will say it outside. There's a debate of when you say zevzeh gorim, that concept, do they both have to be doing the same item? I mean, Rashi's talking about a situation where the plant, the seed is one thing, and the dirt is a mutter. Those are doing two different items. One's the plant, well, one's the seed, one's the dirt. But Tosas argues and says, look at Tosas diomaschal she'im. We'll just pull out one line there. Go down four lines from the top. If they're both doing the same ma'isa. So if I have a seed of an egos that's usser and a seed that's mutter, they're both doing the same action. Or if I do harkava with the davar mutter, harkava with the davar isser, that's zevzeh gorim. But if I have a seed and harkava, two different items, two different actions, that's not the concept of zevzeh gorim. That's according to Tosos. Rashi argues, he says, no, I don't care if they're doing two different things. One's a factor, the other's a factor, maybe playing different roles, that would still be under the category of zevzeh gorim. In the end of the day, we have akasha within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. We just said by Arla, zevzeh gorim is mutter, but by Avodah Zarah we said zevzeh gorim is usser. So the Gemara says three lines down on Mem Tesam and Aleph, first line, top line here, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, shani lehu le Rabbi Yossi ben shar isurim l'avodos kochavim. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's mechalik between avodah zarah, which is very severe, and maybe that's where he says zevzeh gorim is aser. But all other isurim, for example, arla, would be mutter, zevzeh gorim would be mutter. So the Gemara says, you can't say that because mishani le, does Rabbi Yossi really mechalik between avodah zarah and shar isurim? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, sodesh in his dabla bezevel avodas kochavim, a field that had been fertilized with the zevel of an avodah zarah, or v'chein parash in his patma bekarshine avodas kochavim, or a cow that was fattened up by being fed some type of fruit of avodah zarah, vegetables of avodah zarah. So what's the status of that cow? What's the status of that field? Tani chada. One Brisa tells us, Sadat Tizra, Para Tishcha, that field that you could use. Plant on that field, Shech the fruit, it's not going to be Aser just because it had been fed with Avodah Zarah. But Tani Idach, the other Brisa says, Sadat Tavor, let it go, lay fallow, you can't plant it, you can't get Hana. Para Tirza, you should let the cow just die, you can't Shech it and eat it. So you have a stira. One Brisa says that Zev Avodah Zarah does disqualify the field and cow, the other one says it doesn't. So what's the machlokus of the brises? My lava ha Rabbi Yosi ha Rabbanan. So on yesterday's daf we learned that Rabbanan also paskin the zev is that garm is aser. So that's a given. Rabbanan holds zev is that garm is aser. So the brise that says you have to let the field lay fallow, you have to let the cow die, that's because since some of the zevah comes from avodah zarah, even though some zevah is a davar heter, it's zev is that garim. Rabban holds it's aser, you can't use the cow or the field. That implies that the other brisa must be Rabbi Yosi, who permits, who would allow you to say zev is that garim is mutter, even though it's avodah zarah. So according to this right now, if we say that Rabbi Yossi's opinion that says Zev is that garm is mutter by avodah zarah, this case of the field and the cow, yesterday we said he holds Zev is that garm by avodah zarah, in fact, is aser. So there's a lot of different things going on, so it's unclear what's going on within Shittas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says no. This brisa here of the Sadeh Shinis Dabla Bev Zev avodah zarah and the Parah Shinis Patma, that's not Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi at all. Rabbi Yossi holds that there is a chiluk. Zev zeh garim is also by avodah zarah. Zev zeh garim is mutter by shari surim. So who's the opinion here who holds zev zeh garim is mutter by avodah zarah? It can't be Rabbi Yosi. He holds it's aser by avodah zarah. So Gemara says ela lo ha Rabbi Eliezer ha rabbanan. It's a whole another machlokas. Nothing to do with our Rabbi Yosi. So hey Rabbi Eliezer rabbanan, which machlokas do we have that fits in? Elaim, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan disaor of the machlokus regarding the yeast that makes the dough rise. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells the Maseches Pesachim, again within Shloshim Yom Kod Machag, Saor Shel Chulin Vishel Tshuma, you have yeast of Chulin, which anyone can eat. You have yeast of Tshuma, which only Kohanim can eat. Shenaflu Tocha Yeast, that fall into a dough. So now, what's the status? Does this dough become Tshuma and only a Kohen can eat it, or is it Chulin? Lo bezeh kedei lechametz is lo bezeh kedei lechametz. Each yeast individually does not have the ability to cause this dough to rise. But in its star food, but now since they've been combined together, it has the potency to make it rise. V'chimso caused it to go, to become chametz, to be bread, to rise. So what's the lacha? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, acher ha'achron aniva. He always goes based on the last one. The last, seor that fell in was Truma, so then the dough is Truma. The last one that fell in was Chulin, so then the dough is Chulin. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Chachamim Omrim, Bein Shenafel Israel Lechadchila, Bein Shenafel Israel Levasov. I don't care at which stage the Truma, the source of Truma fell in, Eino Aser, Ache Bo Kedei Lechametz. It doesn't create Truma. Even if the Truma fell in last, it was so small independently, it doesn't become the status of Truma until there's enough Seor, it's a strong enough yeast to cause it to rise on its own. But if it only works in combination with the Chulin, the Seor Shechulin, that will not give it a din of Truma. So that's the surface machlokis right now. So what does it mean to us? So comes along Amar Baye. Baye says now, within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer says the status of that dough depends on what fell in last. If Chulin fell in last, the dough is Chulin. If Chuma fell in last, the dough is Chuma. So Amar Bai says, Lo shanu ela shekidem v'silek esa iser. It's only true that when the Chulin falls in last, is it Chulin, if you remove the Chuma beforehand, meaning the yeast, the Chuma yeast fell in, it had some impact, you've removed it, but it still had some lingering impact, then the Chulin fell in, that's when he says it's Chulin. Aval lo kidem v'silek esa iser, aser. But if the you left the yeast of Chuma in there, and then the yeast of Chulin fell in, then that would be aser. Why? Because that zev is a gorem, zev the Chuma is gorem to mechametz, the zev the Chulin is gorem for the mechametz, zev is a gorem, Rabbi Eliezer holds, is aser. That's what's going on here. So it's really Rabbi Eliezer in the discussion above when it comes to the zevel. That's where you hold Zev is at Gorim is Aser, and nothing to do with our Rabbi Yossi from yesterday's daf. So that's the first understanding. Gemara says, hold on a second. Umimai de taima de Rabbi Eliezer kidebai. Whoever said that Rabbi Eliezer, who holds you go, Acher ha'achron aniva, is qualified by Abai? Who says Abai is correct? Who says that Abai is only true when you remove the chuma? But if you leave the chuma in there and then chulin falls in, it would be aser. Who says Abai is correct? Maybe we should take Rabbi Eliezer at face value and say, as the Gemara says, Dilma Taima de Rabbi Eliezer Mishim de Acha Achron Aniva. It always goes based on whatever's last. Nothing to do with the chuma being there or not. Even if the chuma remains there in the beginning, it was never removed. Whatever comes in last, that's the status of that dough. If the last thing that caused it to really grow, it was Dover Isser, the dough is Usser. If the last thing that really caused it to grow and rise was a Dover Heter, then it's a Dover Heter, Bain Sukkah, Bain Lo Sukkah. Whether or not you removed the Chuma or didn't remove the Chuma, we don't care. It's whatever the Gemar is, that defines the status of the dough and has nothing to do with Zev Zeh Gorm Usser Mutter at all. So again, we're still trying to figure out the steer above when we said the Vodah Zarah, the field that was fattened up by the Zeva Vodah Zarah, and the cow that's fattened up, one Brisa says it's Aser, one Brisa says Mutter, who authored that? These two Brises. So the Gemara says it must be a different Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon de Eitzim. This is going actually in the Mishnah, we'll see in the top of Amud Beis, the Tanan. So let's say you have an Asherah tree. Natal Heimana Eitzim, you take the wood of an Asherah tree, Asura Bahana, that wood is Aser to derive any benefit. Hisik ba is a tanner. Let's say you use it to fuel, to fire up a oven. So chadash yutach. Let's say it was a brand new oven. Now an oven that was built, that was never used before back in the old days, was never complete until you first fired up one time. By you turning on the fire, now it's complete and it's ready for future uses. So that first fueling of the oven actually made it. So what happens if the first time you turn on the oven, you're using asherah trees? So lach is, says the Mishnah, yutach, you have to break it. You have to destroy it. Because the oven now was made into a oven using a Avodah Zarah. You can't get Hana. You can't reheat it up to create bed afterwards. That's Yutatz. But let's say it was a Yashan. It was an old oven that already had been made into a usable oven. And now I'm just baking bread. So then what the halach is, Yutan. I just have to cool off the oven, turn off the oven, let the wood dry out. And then I could use new wood. The fact that I used that Asherah tree once in the oven won't render the oven as a Davar Isser, because the oven was already made into a Davar Mutter some other time beforehand. But then the Mishnah says, let's say off a bow as a pass. Let's say I'm using Asherah wood, and I bake pas, the bread. What's the status of that bread? That bread now, since it became baked because of Asherah woods, that's Asur Bahana. Let's say Nisarva Bachem. Let's say it gets mixed with others. There's a machlokas Rashi Tosas, what gets mixed in? Is it referring to the wood, Asherah wood, gets mixed in with other wood? Or is it the pas that was baked? The bread gets mixed in with other breads. So that's machlokas Rashi Tosas. So whatever is being mixed in, if it's nisarva bacherim, let's say the bread is mixed with other breads, kulan asuras bahana. That whole batch of breads now, even though one of the thousand is asur, the other 999 are actually mutter, we don't know which is which, and we say they're all asur bahana. So what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer has a chiddush, Omer, yolich hana liam hamelech. What you could do is take the demei etzim. We don't know where that bread is. You're allowed to poda from that avodah zarah somewhere and place it onto some money and take the money and throw it into the river. And then you could re-eat all 1,000 breads. But Amru lo, chachamim say back, ein pidyon l'avodah chachamim. You're not able to be poda avodah zarah. Avodah zarah creates an iser on the bread, an iser on the asherah tree. There is no pidyon at all. So what does it do with that? What does it have to do with zev zeh garim? So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, I'm sorry, Rashi explains here. Rashi says, so based on the idea that we said above, that if you bake the bread, baking the bread is usur. We're assuming right now, when I fueled the oven, I wasn't only using asherah wood. I was using asherah wood plus wood that's mutter. That's zev zeh garim. What was the status of the bread? We said, if there was any amount of asherah wood in that oven, the bread is usur. How come? I also had mutter wood. So some wood was mutter, some wood was aser. So we see from here that zev zeh goreim, it creates the bread, we assume it's aser. So that shita's Rabbi Eliezer holds, zev zeh goreim is aser by Avodah Zarah. So who the chacham who argued Rabbi Eliezer? Well, Gemara says, Rabbanan, the pligia led Rabbi Eliezer, if you're going to say the Rabbanan here in this brayse we just brought, about being poda the Avodah Zarah, well, that can't be the ones, because again, we had a brice above that says, Sadeshin is dabla be avodah zarah. One brice says Asr, one brice says Mutter. So right now we're assuming Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says Aser, because Zev Zeh Gormer is Aser. Who are the Chachamim who hold Sadeh Shin is Dabla is Mutter? Well, it can't be the Chachamim in this mission we just brought, because Chachamim are more Machmir. Because while Rabbi Eliezer allowed you to do a Pidyon from that pass, Chachamim don't allow you to do a Pidyon. So they're more Machmir. Who are the Chachamim who hold you're allowed to actually use the field Sadeh Shin is Dabla Me'avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says clearly, Ma Ninu, who are the Chacham who argue? Okay, sorry, Rabbanan de Pliga Lea de Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Ninu, who argues in Rabbi Eliezer? Ilema Rabbanan de Eitzim. If it's a Rabbanan on the Sugi of Eitzim, of the Eitzim of the Asherah tree, Achmura Machmer, they're more Machmer than Rabbi Eliezer because they don't allow a Pidyon. So Ella, we're going to take Rabbanan from a different Brisa. So while Rabbi Eliezer of this mission we just brought hold, Zev Zeh Gormer is Aser, the Rabbanan who argue are Rabbanan of the Seor. The Rabbanan of the Seor, they said that when you have a little bit of yeast of chulin and a little bit of yeast of chuma, it's mutter, because Zev Zeh Gormer is mutter. The only time it's aser, if you have there's enough of chuma, or enough of a yeast, that's kedei lachametz, it could on its own cause the dough to rise without the need for chulin, only then will it make that dough chuma. But if it's less than that, Zev Zeh Gormer, Racham hold, that dough is actually mutter, it's chulin. So the Gemara says, so fine, we understand Chacham hold their makel Zev Zeh Gormer Mutter by the case of Seor. That's Chulin and Shum. That's a very low level Isser. But Bavodas Chachavim Imakile? Do we find anywhere that those Chachavim would agree by even a case Zev Zeh Gormer Mutter by a case of Avodah Zarah? That we haven't found. So who are the people who hold Zev Zeh Gormer is Mutter even by Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara is now retracting on everything we said up until now. Ella li olam ha Rabbi Yossi ha Rabbanim. Really, it's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanim. Ah, but then we say Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zeh Gormer is Aser. So right now, Rabbi Yossi, just can we have to kind of backtrack here. Look at Rashi here. Look at Rashi around eight lines up. Ella li olam. Li olam ha de katani sada tizra. The field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah, you actually can plant. That's Rabbi Yossi. He allows you to plant. Shemin and Lei Gavi Arla, because he's also the one who holds by Arla, Damar Mutter. If you plant a egos from Arla and the dirt, which is Mutter, that Zev Zeh Gormer, Rabbi Yossi holds Mutter. He also holds Mutter by Avodah Zarah. The Gavi Avodah Chachavim de Kamar Shochek Vizar LeRuach. When he says you could grind up the Avodah Zarah and let it go in the wind, and he said that's Mutter. He doesn't distinguish. So he is the Shita, the most makel Shita, Zev Zeh Gormer is Mutter. The Taima, Lav Kedashina Night, we said, not like we said above. Fine. So then, the whole thing becomes now, you have to go back to the mission of yesterday's Daf. Now that we hold Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zeh Gormer is Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah, how come in the Mishnah on yesterday's Daf he said, you can grow vegetables below a Asherah tree, even in the rain? He says, why not? Because the leaves fall down, the leaves create Zevel. That's Zevel of Asherah. But who cares? There's also the dirt, which is Mutter. So if Rabbi Yossi really holds Zev Zeh Gormer's Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah, how come he doesn't allow you to plant underneath an Asherah tree in the rain, in the rainy season? He, even though the leaves create a Davar Isser and Zevel, the karka is still Mutter. That's Zev Zeh Gormer. It should be Mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara explains, no. Liolam again, ha Rabbi Yossi, ha Rabbanim. Rabbi Yossi really holds always Zev Zeh Gormer's Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah. But that Mishnah where he says, Aser, le divrem d'Rabbanan kamerlu. He was saying, according to you, Chachamim, you should admit to me. Meaning what? Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Yossi says, I always hold Zev Zeh Gormer's Mutter. You're even allowed to plant vegetables underneath the Asherah tree. But Lididchu, according to you, Chachamim, who hold Darmisei Zev Zeh Gormer's Aser, you think that that concept is Aser, Odilimias, you should at least admit to me, Af Yirakos Bimos Hagashamim. Admit to me when you grow vegetables below the Asherah tree, it should in fact be it should be Aser in that case. Gemara says, Rabbanan, Kadama Rav Meri Bred, Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rav Yossi. In the end of the day, we pass like Rav Yossi. In other words, that Zev Zeh Gormer is Mutter. There is a very important Halacha L'maisa. I think I'm giving share on this on Sunday, maybe. I was just thinking about it. When it comes to eggs, buying eggs and milk on Pesach, well, what's the factor there? So let's say on the milk the cow on Pesach, if that cow was fed some chametz along with some other grass, Zev Zeh Gormer, Zeh of Mutter grass and Zev Chametz on Pesach, the milk that's been produced, that Zev is Zeh Gormer. is that milk going to be aser because there was chametz fed to it? Or no, do we paskin zevizeh garim is mutter? So we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, zevizeh garim, in fact, is mutter. That milk should be permitted to be bought even on Pesach. Same thing with eggs. If the chicken was fed by, you know, fed with chametz and non-chametz, that zevizeh garim, the eggs that are produced, that are laid, are going to be mutter like Rabbi Yossi. So that's a whole big discussion based on the sugya. Mikra, then you're really allowed to buy milk and eggs on Pesach, but there's a chumra the Mishnah Berurah says, once we machmir and try to buy everything before Pesach. Okay, let's now go to Amud Beis. Amud Beis is much easier, guys. All right, let's wake up. Gemara says, Mishnah says, Taba Mem Tes Amud Beis, not tell me men or Eitzim. This is a repeat of the, we just saw this on Amud Aleph. This is the actual Mishnah. Person takes some of the wood from the Asherah tree, Asurin Bahana, you can't get Hana from those trees. Hisik Bahenis Ataner, if you use it to fuel up an oven, Imchadash, if it's a brand new oven, where this lighting of the oven actually completes the making of the oven, Imchadash, if it's brand new, Yutach, you have to break the entire oven because it's now been fashioned by Avodah Zarah. So you have to break it and start all over again. Im Yashan, if it's an old oven, you're just using this time around of baking something with Asherah trees, Yutan, just let the oven cool off so you don't get enough from the heat, and then you can put in new fresh wood that's not Asherah. Off of Basapas, let's say you bake bread with Asherah trees along with some other non-Asherah wood, Asura Bahana, that you can't get enough from. Let's say that bread, Nisarva Ba'acheros, gets mixed with other breads, you don't know which is which. Kulan Asuros Bahana, we have to assume all 1,000 bread is Asur because we can't distinguish which is the pas of Asherah tree. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yolech Hana Liam HaMelech, you should throw the Hana, you should redeem, you should take off, extract the Isser from that bread, put it onto money, throw the bread, rather throw the money into the Dead Sea. Amrullah, they say, Ain Pidon Avodah Shcham, the Chacham Paskin against this opinion that you cannot be Poda Avodah Zarah, it's Asr forever, and you cannot eat these this mixture of bread. Natal Heimana Karko. Let's say you take a piece of, what do they call it, wood or something? Small piece of wood for weaving. Is there an English word used for this?
Weaver's pick.
Weaver's pick, fine. You take the Avodah Zarah, the Asherah tree, to use it for a weaver's pick. Or Asr Bahana, you cannot use that, Weaver's pick? Yeah, weaver's pick, you can't use that. No, I think not only weaver's pick, the whole thing you make, the whole weaving loom, there you go. You can't use the whole loom, I think, the problem is. It's Asr if it has a weaving pick within it. And then, let's say it's Asr Bahana. Arg Boas a Beged, you use something to weave a Beged with this weaver's pick. Asabana as well, because it was created with a Davar Isser. Nisarev Bachem Bachem Bachem. Let's say this weaver's pick gets mixed with some mixture, and that mixture gets mixed with another mixture. The lach is Kulan Asurin Bana, because you can't remove the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yelazar says, no, yes, you can. Omer Yolech Hanali Amamelch. You can redeem the Avodah Zarah, you can extract it, place it on some coins, and throw it into the water. And Amrullo Chachamim yet again say, Ein Pidyon L'Avodah Chacham. There is no way to redeem Avodah Zarah from an item. So the Gemara wants to know now, Tzrich, why do you need these two cases? One of the Asherah tree, of the Not to Eitzim in the Tanur, and the second case of the weaving together that Beged. Tzrich. Diashmin, if we only taught the case Kamais to the first case of the oven, Baha Kama Rabbi Eliezer, that's where Rabbi Eliezer thinks you could be poder because Mishum de Be'inna the Kagame Pas Kalile Isura. When you were making this bread, it was very weak because the wood is being burnt away. It was no longer, it was there, but it was getting fizzled away. It wasn't such a strong Isser. So therefore, the effect it has in the Pas was so secondary, it's very easily redeemable. Aval Karker, the Isa Li Isura Be'in, where the weaver's pick is still intact. So maybe there Rabbi Eliezer agrees you can't be pulled to that type of Isser. Ema Modi L'Rabban, he should agree that there is no pidyon in that case. Kamash Milan, even there Rabbi Eliezer thinks you can do a pidyon. V'yashmin and Karkur, if you only taught the second case of the weaver's pick, B'ho Kamri Rabban, that's where Rabban hold, it's also to do a pidyon. About Pas, when it comes to bread where the wood was being burnt away, where it's a low-level Isser V'Avodah Zarah, Ema Modi L'Rabbi Eliezer, then maybe they'll agree to Rabbi Eliezer that pidyon does work, Tzricha, to teach me that even in the low-level Isser, Pidyon doesn't work. It doesn't work ever according to the Chachamim. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Brei the Rabba Bar Nachmani Amar Rav Chista Amar Zeira Halacha Rabbi Yezer Pasna Rabbi Eliezer that you can do a pidyon. You could Amar others say Amar Rav Chista Amar Le Abba Bar Rav Chista Hachi Amar Zeira. Little different terms who's being quoted here, but in the end of the day, Pesach is Halacha Rabbi Eliezer that again you can do a pidyon of Avodah Zarah. So Amar Rav Ad Bar Hava Lo Shanu El Pas. There's only true of bread Aval Chavis. Low. When it comes to a chavis of wine, is not the case. What does that mean exactly? The point is that since bread is only a byproduct of the iser of Asherah, so the bread, we could be makil. Rabbi Elazar says you could do a pidyon, but chavis, let's say a chavis that had wine. Let's say there was yai nesach that was used for Avodah Zarah, that is the actual chefsish of Avodah Zarah. So in that case, even Rabbi Elazar would say you cannot do a pidyon on yai nesach that was mixed together. So for example, if I've got a barrel of yai nesach and it got mixed among all my barrels of wine in my cellar, I don't know which is which, that's where Rabbi Elazar would say you can't do a pidyon since the yai nesach is intact somewhere here. But as opposed to the bread is only a byproduct of the iser. The iser was the asherah tree. I'm not talking about the asherah tree. I'm talking about the bread that was created from the asherah wood. So then, since it's lower level, that's where pidyon works, but doesn't work by yai nesach. But comes along with Chistamar Afilu Chavis Muteris. He argued and said, no, even by the case of a chavis of the yayin that got mixed with other barrels of wine, even there, Rabbi Elazar thinks you can do a pidyon on the Avodah Zarah. Gemara now says, Hahu Gavra di Isariv Le Chavisa di Yayin Nesach Bechamre. A person had yayin nesach mixed together with other wine, Asil Akami di Rav Chista. I asked Rav Chista, what can I do? I don't know which one has yai nesach. Oh, my whole cellar now is all going to be aser. He said, Amr shakal arba zuze, take four zuze and be poded the yai nesach, wherever it may be, poded it onto these coins, v'shadei benara, and throw it into the river, v'nishar l'cha, then it's permitted. There is a machlok.
Yeah. You're
you poded it, exactly, you poded it. Wherever it is, it's being poded now onto my coins, and that's... So now there's a machlokus in the girsa here. The Gemara here says yain nesach, that's Rashi's girsa, but the Rif says no, it's yain stam yenam. Mm-hmm. It's talking about a case of wine that wasn't used for Avodah Zarah. It's talking about it was just touched by a non-Jew, which is a gzera d'rabbanan. So there's machlokus, are you able to, everyone agrees stam yenam certainly can be redeemed. But there's machlokus, can you redeem yain nesach? So we said above, it's the same machlokus by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer Rabban felt that you can, that's machlokus, whether you can redeem Avodah Zarah. There's another machlokus here, whether you can redeem Yai Nesach. That's a machlokus that's found within the Rishonim, based on the girsa that they have here. Now, seemingly it should be the same discussion, because Yai Nesach seems to be an extension of Avodah Zarah. It's an example of an Avodah Zarah. I think I mentioned this before, that there's a heter when people are going out to fight in the war. So there's a heter for the soldiers that there's no food. They're allowed to eat in the velas and shefas and shkatzim. It's brought down in the Gemara. They can eat it if there's no other food around. But there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Are they able to drink Yai Nesach? I forget who says which one. So but the machlokas or Salvechik explained was, the shaila is, everyone agrees you can't eat Avodah Zarah. You could eat nevelas, shevas, shkatzim, lavim you could eat. But Avodah Zarah you can't eat. The question is Yai Nesach a type of Avodah Zarah? In which case it's Aser. Or no, it's a separate Iser from Avodah Zarah. It's another Iser. It's similar to Avodah Zarah, but it's not actual Avodah Zarah. In which case you would be allowed to drink it. So that's a machlokas within the Rishonim, whether Yai Nesach is a type of Avodah Zarah or not. New Misha tells us, and we'll finish a parak. Misha tells us, Ketad Mevala, how exactly is a person Mevatel in Asherah tree? So Misha says, Kirsim Rashi explains what do you do with Kirsim. You take off some of the dry wood branches, you take it off to use as fuel. The Zirid, you take off the wet, the moist branches. You take from it a stick, let's say it's a statue, and it's holding a staff. Oh, Sharvita has got a scepter. So Afilu Allah Hareza Batla. What's Afilu Allah saying there? Even a leaf. You remove even a leaf. All that, even a small, like breaking a tiny piece off, that's enough. Hareze Bala. That's enough to be Mevatel, the Asherah tree, to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, let's say Shifa, let's say you're trying to shave it down, make it look a little clean. Litzarcha, if it's to benefit the presentation of the statue of the Asherah tree, then it's Asura. But if it's Shalola Tzarcha, if it's not for the benefit of the Asherah tree or for the idol, then it would be muteris. That would be a way of being mevatel it. So the Gemara explains, Osan shifan mate alen. All those shavings, the wood shavings that you took off by cleaning the tree, cleaning the statue, what's the status of those shavings? So pligi bar Rav Huna bar Rav is machlokas between Rav Huna and maybe Rav Chir bar Rav Girsa here. Two Amaram argued about the status of these shavings. Chadamar one felt asur and chadamar mutarin. Tanya command amar mutarin. The Brisa supports the position that it's actually mutar these shavings. The Tanya oved kochavim sheshifa avodas kochavim. A non-Jew who is cleaning up. He's beautifying a avodah zara litzarchov. It's for his own benefit. He wants to take the wood chips for fire wood. He v'shefua mutarn. Both the statue, the tree, and all the shavings are all mutarn. If it's litzarcha, if it's the benefit, the presentation of the asherah tree to beautify the statue, he asura, the actual asherah tree still remains asur, but shefeha, the shavings are mutarin. So we see across the board, the non-Jew, regardless of his intention, the shavings are always mutar if it's done by a guy. Yisrael sheshifa avodas chachavim. If a Jew comes along and he beautifies a tree or a statue, then bein letzarcha, regardless of whether he's doing it to beautify the statue or for his own benefit to have the wood shavings, he v'shefeh asurin, they're both going to be asur, both the statue, the asherah tree, and all the wood shavings. Gemara now says, and we'll finish with this, we'll stop at the end of the parak here, itmar. Avodas kochavim shenishbura, if the avodah zarah of an idol breaks, it's just on its own, it collapses. So Rav Amar tzarach levatel kokisim v'kisim. Now you have to go over to each broken, you have it broken up to 1,000 pieces of wood now. You have to go over to each one and levatel each individual piece of wood. And Shmuel Amar, avodas kochavim eina betela el derech dilasa. So Shmuel holds, you could only be mevatel when it's in its initial form, while it's grown as an asherah tree. But if it collapsed, he says you can't be mevatel anymore. It's stuck forever as a avodah zarah. Where says, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Adiraba, derech dilasa mi mevatla, it's the opposite. When it's derech dilasa, when it's as it is growing, then dafka, you can't be mevatel. So we're tweaking Shmuel to say as follows. Ela, hachi kamar. Shmuel means, ein avodas kachavim tzirich levatel. You only need to be mevatel an asherah tree or a statue when it's gdilasa, when it's in its initial form. But if it already crumbled, it doesn't even require any bittel, it's batel me'eleha. So the machlokis again is, if it crumbles on its own, Rav says you still have to be mevatel each kisim, the kisim, each wood chip, and Shmuel says once it's crumbled, you don't have to do anything. What's the svar? We saw a few days ago, if the idol can't protect itself, how is it going to protect me, says the guy. So memela, therefore, it's batel on its own, according to Shmuel. So Gemara says, Lema b'ha k'mifki. Maybe they're arguing about this point. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? The mar savar ovdin l'shvarim, u'mar savar ein ovdin l'shvarim. Do people worship the breakings, the little pieces of wood that broke off from the statue? Rav felt that even though the statue crumbled, people would still worship that wood and that wood, and therefore requires bittel. Shmuel says no one in the right mind would worship an idol that collapsed on its own. Gemara says lo, that's not the machlokas. The chuli alma ovdin l'shvarim. These goyim are so silly they would even worship a broken god, a broken statue. So what's the machlokas? Hacha b'shivrei shvarim kemiflgi. Breakings of breakings. It's such a small, minute piece of wood that's so tiny. That's machlokas. Would they go so far to worship even the shivrei shvarim? So Marsava, Rav holds shivrei shvarim asurim because people would actually worship those breakings of breakings. And Marsava and Shmuel held no shivrei avodah zarah people worship, but shivrei shvarim mutarim. Those are going to mutar all on its own. That's one explanation. Ibai Sema, another suggestion. Dechuli alma shivrei shvarim mutar. And everyone agrees the chippings of the chippings are mutar. Halcha, what's the case here? Bavodas kochavim mishel cholios, it's a avodah zarah like with Lego. You could put together and take apart the avodah zarah as you please. Ubehedyo chiyachol achzira. And even a regular unprofessional, he's able to put together the avodah zarah and take it apart. So what's halacha? Right now it's broken. Your whole Lego god fell apart. But someone could easily put it back together. Just follow the instructions. So what's the status while it's broken? Mar Savar Kevin de Hedyod Yachal Achzira Lo Bala. Rav holds, since a regular person could go ahead and rebuild this Lego of God, therefore it's not considered batel, and you have to battle each Lego piece. Umar Savar, the other one felt, Shmuel felt, Ein Avodas Kochavim Batla El Derech Dilasa. It only requires a bittel when it's Derech Dilasa, Dainu Arche. Halav Dilasa, if it's not built, You don't have to mevatel. If it crumbled on its own, even though you can't put it back together, right now it doesn't require any bittel because it's a meaningless bunch of Lego pieces. Hajin alach, kol hatzlamin. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Okay, with regard